610 now, and a new Consumer Reports study is grading hospitals across the country, and five hospitals here in the D.C. area have scored pretty well. Joining us live, Dr. Doris Peters. She is the Associate Director of Consumer Reports Health. Good morning, Doctor. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
All right. So some of the hospitals that did pretty well are right here in the area. What is it that they're doing right that gives them a good score?
Well, there can be a variety of things that they're doing, and one of the things is proper use of devices during things like inserting catheters, and also proper procedures when inserting catheters, and that prevents hospital-acquired infections. So that's one of the first things to be concerned of when you're in the hospital. Another is follow-up after the patient leaves the hospital, so that's a way to reduce readmissions. And another is paying attention to specific side effects that can happen during and after surgery and making sure that those are addressed promptly.
And we know it's really tough to gauge a hospital just based on one number, because you did have to look at these different markers of success and put it all together into one larger number that we can all make sense of. But which hospitals,
right,
after doing all that, did come out on top?
Well, I don't have them in front of me at the moment. I'm sorry.
Well, I can take a look at the ones that you sent us, and it looks like Calvert, yes, Memorial Hospital in Prince Frederick did well. A lot of them in Maryland, actually, and it seems like they were on the smaller side of hospitals, not,
yes,
like the big ones in Washington, D.C.
Right. So that's what we see across the country, that urban hospitals tend to perform less well than non-urban hospitals. And there are a couple of reasons for that. I mean, although the data are risk-adjusted, so for example, if patients are sicker than in one hospital than the other, then the data are adjusted to account for that. So that's part that tries to level the playing field. Sometimes that's not perfect. But as consumers, we also ask, you know, we should have the same care at hospitals, whether it's urban or not urban. So we feel like even though the challenges might be harder at urban hospitals, we need to hold hospitals accountable for care evenly across any geographic region.
Any advice for what patients should look for when they want to go to a hospital and they're thinking about choosing one from the other?
Definitely. I think, you know, looking at the individual rating scores is an important thing. So knowing where the hospitals have weaknesses, so that can help you choose. A lot of people, though, don't have a choice. I mean, many places there aren't choices. And in that case, knowing, again, where the hospital has weaknesses and asking questions. What is the hospital doing to improve this? Or did you wash your hands? Did you remove the catheter? What is this drug for? There are so many ways patients can become engaged and prevent errors from happening. So across the place, a good hospital and one that's performing well and one that's not performing well. So really consumers need to ask questions.
And sorry to put you on the spot there. Is there any one of these categories that you looked at, like, say, bloodstream infections, that patients should take a very close look at more than the others?
Well, I think there are some that consumers can have a bigger role in changing, and ones that are hospitals are easier to change for hospitals. So I do believe infections is one of those things that hospitals can really impact, because there are evidence-based processes that will help hospitals drive those numbers down. So some are easier to change. Others, mortality is harder, readmissions are harder, but all these things need to be addressed by hospitals because it spans across the whole care that you have at the hospital.
Very good. Dr. Doris Peter, thanks so much for joining us. Doctor is the Associate Director of Consumer Reports Health.
And one of the big numbers in that study that was fascinating,
yeah,
surgical patients in top-rated hospitals at least 34% less likely to die than similar patients in low-rated hospitals.
Well, so, that's good news.
Yeah, it does help to do your homework in something like this.